and welcome to the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. My name is Goff, and today I am joined by a very talented young lady. She is a dancer, she is an actor, she's an all-round creative. It's Belinda Smith. How are you doing today, Belinda?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well indeed. Very well indeed. Now, your main background is dance. Can you tell us what drew you to dance in the first place?
I have been dancing my whole life, ever since I can remember. I think I started when I was 3 years old, and it just progressed and progressed and progressed. So I got more into it when I was in high school. Like, I was doing classes every night after school, from when I finished school till about 10 p.m. And then after that, my parents wanted me to go to uni, and I was like, no. So I gave uni a go and then ended up dropping out and was like, I'm going to do dance full time, because it was the only thing that I kind of knew. And yeah, that's how it all went down.
And when you say dance, can you give us an example of sort of stylistically what are we talking about?
So I was trained across the board. Like, I did ballet, jazz, tap, acrobatics,
Okay. Everything,
musical theatre. I did every style that is.
Do you have a favourite?
Probably hip hop or contemporary were definitely my favourites. I did enjoy musical theatre as well, though.
Cool, very cool. Now, the other thing that you're big on, you got stuck into, was you got you started into Bollywood. Now, how did working in Bollywood come about for you?
It kind of fell into my lap. It was a bit of a crazy experience. After I finished my full-time dance course, I was out doing auditions for cruise ships, because that was the ideal job that I wanted to get as a dancer. And at this one cruise ship audition, there was an agent there, and I got cut from the audition the first round, and she kind of came out after me and was like, hey, are you interested in going overseas? I know people in India who would love you. And yeah, that was kind of how it all came about. So I sent her all my information and my little dance CV, and 2 months later she's calling me saying, you're going to India.
Wow, that's very cool.
Yeah.
And so how old were you when this took place?
I was 20 when this happened.
Okay, so you're 20 and you're on the plane to India. What happened next? Were you a bit apprehensive? Because, I mean, as a 20-year-old, you must be thinking, how's this going to be? Like, I mean, did you have a place to live sorted out? Like, what was the process?
So I had no idea what I was getting myself into when I said yes originally, and my parents definitely freaked out a little bit. They were like, India? What? No, you're not going there. I was like, yes, I am. So they told me that everything would be organized, and, you know, that when I got there, there would be someone waiting for me at the airport to pick me up and take me to the place that I was going to be staying for 6 months. And there was other girls there that I would get to know and be friends with, and they assured me that it was all very professional and, you know,
so what was
safe.
What was the job? Because you say I was going to be there for 6 months. 6 months doing what exactly?
I didn't know that either originally when I first went. They had said to me, like, being in Bollywood productions, movies, music videos, TV shows, but I was like, yeah, right. But it was true. It was true. So we did multiple really big Bollywood productions while we were over there.
Like, so tell us about them, because that's my next line of questioning.
Yeah, so my very first shoot in India, I was actually blown away about, like, every aspect of it. I was like, oh my goodness, the costumes, the set, the professionalism of the whole thing. I literally was so shocked, and I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. I was so excited. I was so happy to be there. And then I heard word that the actor that we were actually working with on that day is, like, the biggest Bollywood man that there is. His name is Salman Khan, for anyone who knows him. Nobody here would know him, but definitely people in India.
It's a podcast. This goes all over the world, man.
Yeah. So when I found that out, I was like, oh my God, that is so cool. And I was like looking him up on Instagram and he had like 100 million followers or something like that. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is crazy.
And so what was your role in that particular piece?
So I was just an extra in the background. You can see me in the video, which was a good result, I guess. just dancing, grooving. It was a TV commercial, the very first one that I did. So it was interesting.
Why? Now, this might be a dumb question, but you're obviously blonde hair. You're not Indian heritage at all. Why?
No.
Why have they cast you specifically, do you believe?
I think they're just trying to westernize their videos. They want to make it look like it's filmed in Hollywood.
Ah, okay.
So that's why they have, I guess, us group of girls over there. On call whenever they want something to look like it's filmed in Hollywood.
So is it the situation of it's a booking agent, so they've put you up in a house and they'll say, Belinda, today you're doing a TV commercial, and then a couple of days later they call you up, say, Belinda, you're doing a music video, then a couple of days later they call you up, Belinda, you're doing this. Is that sort of how it worked? You've got a booking agent sort of a situation?
Yeah. So we worked for an agent, but we never kind of knew what we were showing up for. They would limit the information that they were giving us, like, heavily. Like, they give us a time and a place and we just have to show up and be there.
Okay. And so what were some of the other productions that you ended up doing?
I got to work in so many things. I got to be the star of a commercial one day, which was awesome. That was the coolest experience ever. I worked with other big Bollywood stars, like, in their movies. And I did live TV shows as well over there, which was also really fun. Lots of rehearsals as well. So,
were you dancing? Were you acting? Were you just an extra? What was specifically? What sort of stuff were they getting you to do?
It was different every single day. So some days I was dancing. Like some days there was 5 days of rehearsal before a shoot where we learnt the choreography and had to get that down pat before we'd go on set. Other days it was rock up, we'll teach you a little combo, this is what you're going to be doing for the day. Other days there would be no rehearsals, like, and we'd just have to rock up and they'd just do what they say. but yeah, it was a bit all over the place, really.
And how long were you over there for?
So I did 2 6-month contracts.
Back to back?
No, I had 6 months in between them.
Okay, cool. So. So I've never been to India, but I've obviously heard that the Bollywood culture is massive. They absolutely go nuts for it. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct. They love it over there. It's nothing like what Hollywood would be like or even here would be like. They're on another level.
And what did you learn about, because obviously it's a hugely different culture living in India, so what did you learn? What did you take away from those experiences?
I learned to love India so much. Like, I love the people there. Everyone is so incredibly friendly and you're never within a meter of someone. There's people everywhere. They're all just really lovely people and, like, the kind of people that, you know, smile back at you on the street, whereas here I feel like that doesn't really happen.
And what about the differences between a Bollywood set and an Australian set? What kind of differences have you noticed?
Organisation, definitely. It wasn't always smooth running in India, and that was, I guess, the biggest difference for me between working on sets here in Australia to in India. Everything was a bit chaotic.
In India it was chaotic?
Yeah, in India, very chaotic. Some things were very last minute, like changing things in the set or...
Costume?
Not costume so much. Like, once they were happy with the costume, they wouldn't come back to you, but, like, everything else got changed around a lot.
Now my understanding of Bollywood is it's very big, bright, over the top. Is that, am I on the right track here?
Yeah, definitely.
And did you enjoy that? Did you enjoy being the big, bright, over the top kind of a thing? Was that a lot of fun?
Yeah, it was. That's my thing, being big, bright and over the top. So I fit in really well there.
And what about the language difference? How'd you go with the language?
I learned a little bit of the language having been there for so long, and I tried to make a conscious effort to learn a lot of words because not everyone spoke English. I was based in Mumbai, so a lot of people did know English, and most of the people I was interacting with knew English, but yeah, it helped to know, like, especially directions, so I could tell the tuk-tuk driver where to go in Hindi. So that was what I learned while I was over there.
And what did you learn sort of about yourself? Because, I travelled when I was, for 3 years, when I was, 21, 22, 23, I travelled through America and Canada and the UK doing stand-up comedy and supporting myself that way. And I learned a lot about life, and I learned a lot about myself. It was a wonderful experience for me. What did you learn?
I really kind of discovered myself, I guess, having been away from everyone that I knew and everything that I knew. I really learned so much about myself and the person that I wanted to be, which I was just so grateful for.
Would you encourage anybody who's sort of leaving high school now, who's listening to this, would you, I was lucky in that I had stand-up comedy to support myself on my travels, and you were lucky that, Bollywood came along for you with the agent, and you were able to go to India for 12 months and do your travelling in that specific way. Would you encourage people who are sort of leaving high school wondering what to do that, travelling and finding something to do to get your ass overseas would be, I know COVID and whatnot, but I mean, generally speaking, would you say that that is a good thing?
Yes, 100% to any school leavers out there. Get out of the country. Go discover yourself. Honestly, it's the best thing that you'll ever do.
Cool. That's really cool. Now, back in Australia now, you've been cast in a Beer Nuts Productions film. It's your first time.
I have.
It's your first time that's going to be working for me at Beer Nuts Productions. Can you tell us about the film and the role that you're going to play?
I'm very, very excited to be working with you. It's going to be super, super awesome.
That's the correct answer. Continue.
I love the script. The whole concept is quirky and funny. I really, really like it. And I feel like I can really relate to my character also. She seems to be maybe a bit fed up with her job and men. So, I can agree with that right now.
So you're playing the female journalist. I didn't actually give her a name. Actually, why don't we have an exclusive right now? How about we give your character, because she's just in the script. It's a big speaking role, but I just couldn't be bothered coming up with an actual name. Would you like to name your character or live on the podcast?
You've put me on the spot here.
I have put you on the spot.
Let's call her Emily.
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 All right. So in the credits, she will be known as Emily. So, all right. Very cool.
Excellent.
I like it. No, I've never done that before, but that's cool. The actor names her own character. Well,
excellent.
Like I say, when I was writing the script, I was just lazy and couldn't be bothered coming up with a name. So I just called her Female Journalist.
It's a great name for her, Female Journalist.
Well, that's what she is.
It is. Very explanatory.
So the film is Biography of a Star, Christian Victoria, and Belinda will be playing the role of Emily, we've just discovered. So you'll be able to jump onto the Beer Nuts Productions website, and you'll be able to download yourself a copy of said film and see this lovely lady in action. What else have you got going in the pipeline? Is there anything else you want to tell us about?
Not at the moment. I'm working my life away, which I'm not enjoying. I've been applying for lots of jobs in terms of acting and singing and dancing, because I really am trying to do more of that stuff, but it is a tough gig to get over here in Australia, which I am discovering.
Lots of competition.
Lots of competition.
How do you try and stand above the competition? What do you do to try and put your head above everybody else? How do you try and impress the casting people?
I think my Bollywood experience definitely is an impressive thing that I have behind me, and having worked on so many sets as well. So I know what to do and how to deal with being on a set and being around big stars, I guess. But yeah, they have to like me for me, I guess. So, and the only way to do that is get in front of them and show them who I am, I guess.
Cool. I like it. That's a good attitude to have. That's the correct answer yet again. So, well, look, we're coming to the end, but before we do, if people want to learn more about Belinda Smith, where can they go? What can they do?
My Instagram is belindasmith.96. That's got a lot of my work that I did in India. You can always send me a message. I can send any of my Bollywood tapes that are all over YouTube.
Do you have a YouTube channel?
I don't have a channel, but a lot of the videos that I'm in are all over YouTube just from being in big movies and stuff. So, yeah, if you want to see any of them, I'm happy to send the link.
Fair enough. All right. Well, I obviously you'll be able to see Belinda in our latest film, Biography of a Star, Christian Victoria. So you make sure you download a copy, as I said, and you can see her in that. And obviously YouTuber and Instagrammer and stalk her in a non-creepy way.
In a non-creepy way.
In a non-creepy way. They've got to, underline that. So, look, thank you so much for coming in today, Belinda. I really do appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been awesome.
Absolutely. And I'm super excited to work with you on the film. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be. And it definitely will be.
Absolutely. And, of course, make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a friendly review, 5 stars, and say something nice in the comments section. And, of course, beernutsproductions.com is your one-stop shop for all your entertainment needs. So until next time, we will chat to you then.
Bye.